It's the Financial Forum with Russ Jalbert and co-host Lori Bennett.
It's another great day to take charge of your second life, your retirement life, and that's what this show is all about. This is the Financial Forum with Russ Jalbert, America's premier expert in financial planning and certainly what we like to call our financial gladiator. Russ, lots of things to cover today, and we have a special guest.
We do, and we're going to talk about some of the current things going on, from kudos to Ford Motor Company to the fact that we have so many people continuing to work in the workforce. Most importantly, we have a special guest, and Gerald Celente is the foremost forecaster in the world. And I want people to stay tuned to listen to him in that this man has a great deal to say. He'll speak with passion, but the fact is he is an individual who gets it right. He knows what's going on. He knows the inside tricks. He knows the inside facts. And this will be very, very informative.
And that's going to be when we come back here on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome to the Financial Forum with Russ Jalbert and co-host Lori Bennett on News Talk 760 WJR. Contact Russ anytime to learn how to rescue your retirement. Call 1-877-807-SAFE. Now, here's the Dean of Financial Planning, Russ Jalbert, and co-host Lori Bennett.
We always say he enters the arena with his sword and shield, and that sword and shield, figuratively speaking, of course, is his knowledge about financial planning, especially for retirees and pre-retirees, and it's always something we have to reevaluate on a regular basis. That's exactly what we did last week, Russ. We were at the Novi Sheraton, we were meeting with a bunch of just wonderful people who are concerned about their retirement and came to us for advice, and that was a I think it was a wonderful event.
Well, it was, and we had a great turnout. I love being, if you will, live with people because they have so many issues, true issues. I mean, what can I do to help myself? I mean, the issues of fear of running out of money, the fear of losing money, not having confidence in the Wall Street system, not having confidence in the information that they're getting from their broker. Real facts. These are the issues that are within people. And they're looking for solutions, and I'm glad that we do these, and the fact is we do have solutions for them. Oh, yeah, and you know what? We need to tell people, Lori, that we have changed the date.
For our next one, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be, again, at the Novi Sheraton, and this is going to be Thursday, February 28th from 5:30 to 7 p.m., right here at the end of the month. I know a lot of folks wanted to get into the last seminar. We just didn't have space, so this is your chance, but you do need to call and reserve your space. Now, again, that number is 1-877-807-7233 at Jalbert Financial, 1-877-807-SAFE, or of course, you can always email financialforum@russ.com. Now, Russ, some of the things that we're going to be talking about today also include our special guest from the Trends Journal.
Well, it is. It's Gerald Celente. But, you know, before I get there, I want to say kudos to Ford Motor Company.
Yes. Thank you.
You betcha. Ford Motor Company. How do you like this? Last year, or if you will, they're going to spend $5 billion, that's billion with
wow.
a B, shoring up their pension plan. Ford Motor Company has been underfunded at the rate of about $18 billion. They're putting in $5 billion this year, committing to it. And I want to say congratulations to Ford Motor Company for stepping up and trying to make that pension whole. And they plan on doing this more and more as they go forward.
Makes me even prouder to be driving a Ford Explorer as we speak.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I looked through the headlines that kind of caught my eye over the week. And I just want to kind of mention a couple things. You know, we all know about investment clubs.
Yes.
I haven't thought about an investment club in a long time. But the Wall Street Journal did a piece that investment clubs are kind of not having their membership. And I think they said that the fun fades at investment clubs. Investment clubs have been trying to invest money over the past decade, getting really nowhere.
Right.
And, you know, that's the problem that so many of our clients face, is that they lost money big time in 2008, and they're just barely back to even now. They've gone this entire decade just kind of getting back to where they were, which gives us pause because we wonder, are we going to continue up, or are we going to continue, or are we going to have another down?
Right.
But here's another one. Americans are ripping up retirement. What they mean by that is nearly two-thirds of Americans between age 45 and 60 are going to plan on staying in retirement. And why are they doing that? It's been driven by all the losses and the layoffs. Incomes have stayed stagnant. They're just not able to replace their incomes. If that happens, we're going to have continued unemployment for younger people,
mm-hmm.
because there's no place for them
to go. To, right.
So we really have some situations here. And I come upon this other one saying, seven resolutions to get your nest egg in shape. How about this? 67% of the people out here, 67% of workers say they're behind schedule. Call it 70%. They're behind schedule in getting themselves ready for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an amazingly high number, that 70% of the people saying, I don't think that I'm ready. I believe that I'm behind. And it's an issue that I want to address at another show. But one of the things they say here in their commitments is, what can you do to turn this around, is that they're going to buy a pension. And I want to talk as we go on in the show about how does an individual buy a pension. And then here's kind of a warning I want to give to everybody. It was from the Wall Street Journal, but they call it the risk of safety. And what could we mean by the risk of safety? And Gerald Celente will have a comment on it, I'll ask him about it. But the article says that safety has rarely been more expensive and more dangerous. And what they're talking about here are the people who are buying bonds. Mm-hmm. Bonds have, and we've talked about it on this show repeatedly, interest rate risk.
Right.
When interest rates go up, the value of your bond will go down. And that's going to happen. It's a matter of time. So those are some of the issues that we're going to talk about as we go forward, and we will bring it up to Gerald Celente today.
And if you're not familiar with Gerald Celente, he is the publisher of the Trends Journal, and his passion is just infectious. So we're going to come back. We're going to get him on the live line. In the meantime, we're going to remind you that if you would like to join our financial seminar that's coming up at the Novi Sheraton on February 28th, or if you would like to contact Russ personally with your retirement planning concerns, 1-877-807-7233, 1-877-807-SAFE, financialforumwithrus.com. And we'll be back on News Talk 760 WJR.
You've got the Financial Forum with Russ Jalbert on News Talk 760 WJR. Contact Russ at 877-807-SAFE or email Russ at thefinancialforumwithrus.com. Now, keeping your retirement safe, here's Russ Jalbert and Lori Bennett.
And we're back with your financial gladiator, Russ Jalbert. And Russ, we are very excited because we have on our live line a very special guest that people are going to want to hear from.
You bet we do, Lori. We have a fellow today who has achieved recognition as being the number one forecaster in the world, Gerald Celente. He's an American trend forecaster. He's publisher of the Trends Journal. He's a business consultant and author. He makes predictions about the the global markets, financial events of historical historical importance. I enjoyed back in 2007. I remember in talking to Gerald, but he had written something about failing banks and busted brokerages, toppled corporate giants, and watch out for the crashing of the U.S. securities market. And lo and behold, it did. And in 2009, he warned us of Obamageddon. And we're certainly seeing the results of that. So here on our live line is Gerald Celani. Gerald, welcome to the Jalbert Financial Forum.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Russ and Laurie.
Well, I suspect you saw the coronation of our president. And we just kind of wondered what, in fact, that might be bringing to your mind as you saw that.
Well, you know, I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in political religions, and I certainly don't bow to political gods. So what we're seeing in the entire, as I call it, the mafia, the political mafia, I think that's more appropriate. That's how I see the Democrats and Republicans, is they've turned this over into royalty. And when we watched the inauguration, you couldn't have had a clearer shot of royalty than meets the eyes. They're treated like kings and queens. Our senators and congressmen are lords and noblemen and women. Every time these presidents, prime ministers, and chancellors now arrive anywhere around the world, red carpets roll out, they have a bunch of people dressed up in costumes saluting them. To which I'm saying, how come these people aren't at work? You know, can't they just go there without all this baloney? But they're doing it for a reason. They're doing it so they make you think that they're better than they are. They think they make you do it so they think their blood is, in fact, royal. And what's happening is, with that, we're losing our rights across the board. And I'm not making this up. I mean, it began actually under Clinton. I wrote a book, Trends 2000, back in the mid-90s, following the Oklahoma City tragedy. That was the first one, where they started raping our Fourth Amendment rights. And then, of course, under Bush, it accelerated. And now under Obama, with the National Defense Authorization Act, with warrantless wiretapping, it's gone into high gear. And you could get away with that when you're royalty. So, yes, it was a coronation.
Well, indeed it was. And now our Second Amendments are under fire, and we're all concerned about what that might lead to.
You know, I started looking more and more into this, looking back. You know, I get a kick out of these politicians that are always talking about our founding fathers. The founding fathers and the patriots of the Revolution would be turning in their graves if they knew what these people have done to the liberty and freedom in America. How could anybody, a rational thinker, think that gun control is going to solve the problem? There are over 300 million of them out there. Yeah. You look at who's been killing whom, and 80% of the homicides have been committed by people with guns that are not registered, by crime gangs, by gangbangers, by criminals. And then now they're talking about, well, we have to make sure, you know, you have mental checks and everybody gets registered and it's blah, blah, blah. This is an ancient history. The kid that went berserk and killed all those people in Connecticut, it was his mother that got the guns.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with a background check. And what no one is talking about, none of the prostitutes in the mainstream media will talk about the psychotropic drugs every one of these kids have been on.
Well, it certainly is an issue with mental illness, and none of the solutions seem to be aimed at the bad guys. But that's just kind of giving our listeners an overview of some of the things going on in America. To bring you back into our economy, what we have happening is we have government expansion, government wants more control, intervention, regulations, all kinds of things. I want to begin with the expansion of our government into our corporations and what you see that doing to our economy as we're moving forward.
Try these four words. Too big to fail. This isn't capitalism. It's fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers, by definition. Who made that one up? Oh, that was Henry Paulson. Where was Henry Paulson from? Oh, he was the former Treasury Secretary under George Bush. Yeah, but what was he before that? Oh, you mean the CEO of the Goldman Sachs gang?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's the guy that deregulated, helped deregulate the banking industry to make all this criminal activity possible? That wasn't Robert Rubin, was it? And wasn't he with CEO of Goldman Sachs under Clinton before he went became Treasury Secretary? Oh, and who's now the guy that's the head of the Bank of England that's coming over there now? Well, that couldn't be Carney, could it? Mark Carney? He was with Goldman Sachs, too, wasn't he? Oh, and that guy over there in Europe, you know, Mario Draghi. Wasn't he the vice chairman of the European division of the Goldman Sachs gang?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, you go. Keep going down the list. Three Card Monty, the guy that used to, the technocrat they put in charge over in Italy. He was an advisor to Goldman Sachs. One after another. The whole game is rigged. It's been a takeover. I wrote about this in the Trends Journal back in 2008 when all this began. And all of us are too small to save. The rest of them are too big to fail. And it all goes back to the royalty. With the coronation, they're all better than we are. It's been a takeover. There's been a takeover in retail. There's been a takeover in agribusiness. There's been a takeover in the military-industrial complex. A few are running everything. Broadcasting, go down the list.
Well, you know, Jerry, with what you say, that if in fact we have a few in charge, who is in charge of the little guy who's investing money? Who's in charge of some of the outcomes that we're seeing out here?
I don't. First of all, I'm not a financial advisor, so I don't give financial advice. Only speaking for myself. I don't play the stock market because it's a rigged game as I see it. Because of all of this high-frequency trading going on. And then every time you keep, every couple of months, you keep hearing about some insider trading scam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think? What do people think that these guys become multi-billionaires in gambling because they're so smart? The game is rigged. Am I making that up? Here, try these five letters that everyone's forgotten. LIBOR, LIBOR. That's right. They rigged the interest rate game. It's there in black and white. Go look at the Fed minutes. It just came out from 5 years ago. And the telephone call that then-president of the New York Fed, Timothy Geithner, made to the head of Bank of America, Ken Lewis, and told him ahead of time what they were going to do with interest rates. How come there's no prosecution with that? I'll tell you why. Because the word justice is being misspelled. It's J-U-S-T-U-S. Just us.
My goodness, Jerry. Well, you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, you know, rigging the game, the LIBOR incidents, that no one has been prosecuted, yet we have this terrible infringement upon the interest rates and the amount of money that was involved in that. I believe it was in the trillions of dollars. What is, if in fact we take a look at, our government is certainly infringing on us with their control. They're coming into us with regulations. Regulation. That, I would think, is going to have an impact on our economy as we go down the road here.
It's going to have an impact on the small business owner. We're the only, again, the word justice again. Look what agribusiness does. Look what they get away with. Look what they all get away with. The only regulations, that they're regulating us, it's just us. And again, you talked about, you know, the financial crises and the criminal elements, and nobody, not one head rolled under the Obama administration. Not one. All they do is they get to pay fines that are chump change considering the money that they make, and we neither admit or deny any accusations that we did wrong.
Jerry, I love your fire, and I have to pause for just a moment here. We have to take a break, and I just want to remind everyone, your financial gladiator that is here, Russell Gelbert, you can contact him anytime with your personal financial questions at 1-877-807-7233, 1-877-807-SAFE. That's 1-877-807-7233, or financialforumwithrus.com. Back in just a moment on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's the Financial Forum with Russ Jalbert. We're taking your calls live at 1-877-807-SAFE. Write it down, 1-877-807-SAFE. Now, watching over your retirement, here's the Dean of Financial Management, Russ Jalbert, and Lori Bennett.
And even though business forces us to take a commercial break, we just had this fantastic segment. We are so lucky to have our special guest still on the live line to continue along with our dialogue. Russ, kind of fill everybody in on what they missed.
Yeah, we're here with Gerald Celente, who is the number one forecaster in the world, publisher of the Trends Journal, which, by the way, Lori, let's mention to our listeners, Gerald, I believe that anybody that wants to become a subscriber to your Trends Journal, I do. I find it an invaluable piece. Is that trendsjournal.com?
It is, Russ.
Trendsjournal.com. Check it out. Check out Gerald Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E. You will find this an amazing and very important website. But an author, a man who makes predictions about the global financial markets and other events in history, is with us. Gerald, if you can pick up where you were, we would like to hear more.
Well, I was talking about how not one head on Wall Street has rolled and how the game is being rigged to only help the bigs. This was America, a nation where you came to from all our ancestors, where you had a shot at reaching the top. No more. And all of these regulations that are being put in place, they hurt the small farmer. They hurt the small businessman. They're regulating and re-regulating every little thing that you do. Big Brother is watching us. They're surveilling us. They're listening to everything that they want to listen to. They have total freedom. What has happened to this nation?
Well, it's a heck of a question. What's happened to the nation? I look at the fishermen out your way on the East Coast who are looking at not being able to maintain their businesses. I take a look at mom and pop as we take a look across the country. Regulations are, in fact, a burdensome thing. Let's talk about the debt for a minute. We have a country. We have a man here who is running this country who, no surprise to us, he has told us he wanted to change America. But my goodness, we have a man who has no self-control.
Again, I'm a political atheist. You know, I look at him, I look at the whole system. I mean, to me, it's a freak show. How can you have none of us, not you, not Lori, not myself, not anyone listening, could be given a task and say, listen, I want this done in 2 years. And then you start this in the summer of 2011, and they still can't come up with they put us over a fiscal cliff. Who could get away with this nonsense? I'll ask you a question, and you let me know. Show me one thing that Washington has done that they've succeeded at. How about those lovely wars they started in Iraq and Afghanistan? Oh, they're brilliant victories. Oh, how about that wonderful, quote, humanitarian mission that El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, because we turned it to a banana republic, the president now has all these executive orders and could do what he wants. There's no constitution anymore. That humanitarian mission in Libya, you know the one. Libya, the place with all the oil, the place like Iraq with all the oil, or is it broccoli that they were exporting? Yeah, how they destroyed that country. You look at one thing, how about, I got one, let's do No Child Left Behind. We'll get an education czar. Oh, we'll fix the education system. I got one, how about health care? We'll call it Obamacare. You want to talk about fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers? We, ladies and gentlemen, are being forced to buy insurance from the company of their choice. You couldn't have a sweeter deal. And to make it really clear, the woman who was the architect behind an Obamacare just got a plum job out of that revolving door into the pharmaceutical end of the business. And then you look at, I got it. Let's have a war on drugs. We'll build corporate prisons all over the United States. We'll arrest people for victimless crimes and pack the jails with them. Yeah, the war on drugs. What a beauty. $1 trillion spent and nothing accomplished other than a lot of people that shouldn't be behind bars. While the pharmaceutical industry is pumping out the real killer drugs. People aren't getting whacked out and blowing people's heads off by smoking a joint, but they're certainly doing it on Paxil, on Zoloft, on Ritalin, and down the list.
My goodness. Well, it's an incredible story that you paint. As I'm listening to you talk, I think, but the fact of the matter is, this is all real. Everything you talk about is going on in America. What we don't know. Let's shift over to this. Our debt. We have incredible debt, $16.5 trillion. Is there any impact that you see long term for our economy?
Yes, they're going to take us to war. We're following a parallel path to the crash of 29.
Yeah, you've talked about that in your Trends Journal quite a bit, World War III, and you indicated that it's begun. Help our listeners understand.
Go back to the crash of 29. It's followed by a depression, followed by currency wars, trade wars, and world war. Panic of 08. There's a depression going on. There's a depression going on for a lot of people in this country and around the world. You know, you have unemployment rates over in Europe over 25, 26%, 50% youth unemployment. Slovenia, from Hungary to Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece, on and on. And then you have currency wars going on. You have a new prime minister of Japan, Abe. He said, he's got to lower the interest rates. They've killed the yen already. It's declined somewhat, about 14% against the dollar since November. And what are they doing it for? So exporters could export more product. There's a currency war. Mervyn King, the head of the Bank of England, that's what he calls it. Guido Mantega of Brazil, there's a currency war going on. All of these countries, including the United States and Europe, they're all in a battle to devalue their currencies so the exporters could export more product. And then you have trade wars going on. They're heating up already. You're seeing it going on between China especially. And then they're leading us to world war, and the world war has already begun. Start adding them up. Now Northern Africa is aflame.
Yes.
Go over to Libya. Great job they did over there. That was, by the way, the fuse that lit off North Africa because all of the arms that came shooting out of there with the overthrow of Gaddafi. And then you go over to Syria. Great. Keep sending more money, more bullets, more bombs. Keep that civil war going. They're doing a great job. It'll be another Syria, another Libya, a civil war. Then you have Yemen, civil war. Bahrain, civil war never makes the news. You have class warfare raging throughout Europe. The news, all they're talking about over here is, you know, they talk about tragedies of you know, a kid gets kidnapped by a madman, and that's on the news for days. The woman gets raped in India, and they kill her. That's on. These are tragedies, but these are not news.
Hey,
news,
Jerry, I apologize for interrupting you. We're actually running out of time here, but I was wondering if you had some closing thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners today.
Only speaking for myself, I invest in gold, continue to do so. And I'm up here in Colonial Kingston, New York, and because interest rates are so low, I just bought a 1750s building.
Hey, Jerry, listen, I have another question I want to wrap up with you as we get into the next segment. Can you stay just for a moment?
Sure.
Okay.
We appreciate that. And we'll be back in just a moment here. This is the Financial Forum with Russ Gelbert. For your personal financial questions, we're all about protecting your retirement. 1-877-807-7233. 1-877-807-SAFE. That's 1-877-807-SAFE. Or financialforumwithrus.com. Back in just a moment on News Talk 760 WJR.
You've got the Financial Forum with Russ Gelbert and Lori Bennett on News Talk 760 WJR. Contact Russ anytime to learn how to rescue your retirement. Call 1-877-807-SAFE. Now, here's the Dean of Financial Planning, Russ Gelbert, and co-host Lori Bennett.
You found the Financial Forum with Russ Gelbart. It's all about keeping your money safe, and we are very fortunate to have our special guest that we're going to return to here. Russ, if you can recap our last conversations here with Jerry.
Well, we're here with Gerald Celente, who I have repeatedly said is the number one forecaster in the world. And Gerald makes his living not by selling gold or any products to an individual. He makes his living by being correct and being retained by governments and corporations to predict the future. So that's the man that we have with us today, Gerald Celente. Great to have you, Gerald.
Oh, thank you, Russ and Lori, for having me on.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it very much. I wanted to wrap up by talking about the interest rates in America, the interest rates that Paul Volcker has, Mr. Bernanke has, I believe, kept artificially low with his stimulus packages. Where is that going to take us?
Well, it's going to bring us to a harder crash when it all ends. And again, you're looking at currency wars going on. You know, during the Great Depression, Japan lowered the value of its yen some 40% against the pound sterling and 60% against the dollar. So the currency war going on, everybody racing to the bottom to keep interest rates really low so they can, and keep pumping more money into the systems to feed it into the banks to keep it going. And again, many of us are old enough to know we've never seen anything like this before. I mentioned I got a commercial loan for 3.25. I bought a building, and they covered closing costs. I got a residential loan on another historic building at 2.85%. This is unheard of. And I'm doing it because, you know, knock on wood, I can afford it. And I'll be paying it back in devalued dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's keeping this economy afloat are the record low interest rates and the pumping money into the system. So I ask you, Russ, what's going to happen when interest rates go up if they could barely keep the economy afloat at record low interest rates?
Well, we know that if interest rates go up 1%, the value of a long-term bond is going to fall by 15%. The value of a medium-term bond will fall by 8%. And the question that I have of you is, what happens when the Fed stops feeding the stock market?
Again, that's what we're saying, the crash. And you, as you mentioned, you, with the value of what's going to happen with the bonds, and they're not going to keep up even if there's inflation. So to us, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts wrote a brilliant piece in the Trends Journal on bonds away, you know, how he sees a real disaster coming with them. And so that's why I'm in things that are tangible assets. As I said, I don't give financial advice, but I continue to buy gold. I'm getting gold for my golden years.
Yeah, well, good for you. Well, Gerald, listening to you, you have brought tremendous insight. You've been very provocative with the things that you have brought up, the facts that you have brought up. We are living in a world that is going to, I believe, what would be the word? We have consequences coming down the road for the behavior that we are executing today.
Well, again, it's trends and consequences when you really think about it. Every one of us, we live our lives, there's cause and effect. And the same thing happens with a government. There are causes and effects, and people are afraid to look at the effects.
Yeah. Well, it's been quite a time, and it's been quite a time with you. It's good to be back visiting with you once again. We want to wish you a great day. Thank you very much for joining the Gelbart Financial Forum here on WJR.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Lori.
Thanks very much, Gerald. And as we're closing out the Financial Forum with Russ Gelbart today, Russ, just some thoughts on what Gerald had to say here throughout our program today.
Well, you know, Lori, certainly we had a man who spoke with great passion. And I knew that. I've talked to Gerald over the last 3 years. We have interacted infrequently on the radio. And he comes across with a passion, but the important thing that I'd like everybody to know is that he is an individual who really has hit the nail on the head. I recall when I first met Jerry, he had been retained by a corporation in Australia to come and forecast ahead what they would be seeing going on in Australia. And he did that, and the corporation put its entire marketing plan behind it. I have talked to Gerald as he has been invited into the southern regions of our hemisphere here by the governments to do his best at forecasting what he saw going on there. And they put in place plans based upon this. He is a man who is truly the number one person in the world for forecasting. And I want our listeners to hear that. He's not just a prophet of doom. His doom comes because, or his doom philosophy, if you will, or his statements come because he's a realist. He's a realist. To talk about the game being rigged on Wall Street, you know, that's going to hit most closely to our hearts here on this show. A game in which we have insider trading and people are truly not penalized. A game in which, if you can imagine, they take over the interest rates of the world through the LIBOR. No one is penalized. We have so many people who are a part of the Goldman Sachs organization who are now in government. There's just real questions going on here.
Right. And to be able to get that reality check when it comes to your finances and to actually help you feel better about your retirement planning and not lay awake at night and worry about Wall Street, you want to contact Russ Gelbert directly. Gelbert Financial is 1-877-807-7233. 1-877-807-SAFE. Financial Forum with Russ.com. Russ, it's about that time. Parting words of wisdom.
Oh my gosh. Be safe.
And stay safe. And by that, we mean your money. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week on News Talk 760 WJR.